Congress trying to extend the eviction moratorium just hours before it's set to expire on Saturday, an effort to prevent millions of Americans from being forced from their homes during the COVID-19 surge. More than 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction. American consumers increased their spending by 1% in June, a dose of energy for an economy that is quickly rebounding from the pandemic recession, but is facing new risks led by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The Dow is down 133 points, the NASDAQ off 103. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates for this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. This intense heat wave continues. Hottest week of the summer so far, and even the nights are very steamy. Overnight low tonight down to around 80. Tomorrow, Saturday, another tough day with a high temperature in the upper 90s and triple-digit heat indices into the danger range. At least tomorrow, there will be a few pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours. Not many, but a few. By Sunday and Monday, the rain chances will get better, and the temperatures will edge down just a little bit. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We are here to remember the life of legendary TV pitchman Ron Popeil, a champion of men with spray-on hair and an avid pocket fisherman. Ron was put on this earth to save us time and money. But wait, there's more. As he lies amongst these beautiful flower arrangements purchased in five easy payments of just $19.95, no CODs, we are reminded we can get another family member into the pearly gates for free. Just pay a separate processing and handling fee. Angels are standing by to hear your prayers for his soul. He always told us, set it and forget it. No, Ron, we will never forget it. Here's how to order.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
True. If there's nothing you can say, stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast of Friday Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Some good questions there from Eric Clapton, for which there are sad answers. Rosie's here. Eddie should be on the way.
And here they are.
Come on, Jim.
Please clap.
So Eric Clapton is singing about, are we a police state? Well, I'm reading a story that the Department of Just Us has told the IRS to hand over all of Donald Trump's tax returns to the Democrats. We are living in a police state. There's no reason on God's green earth for that to happen. First of all, why would the Democrats require his tax returns? For nothing more than another waste of time. One way or another, we're going to find a way to make this guy go away. That's all it's about. They have no argument because they've undone everything the guy did, and in the process, all they've done is prove what a great president he was. We had peace and prosperity, but we can't have that. No, we got to resume pitting this group against that group and making everybody feel like victims. We got our whiny-ass Olympic athletes. I know so many people that are rooting for the American teams to lose because of their behavior in Tokyo. And they're the only ones. All those other great countries that none of them would like to live in, you don't see that from their athletes because, you know, they could end up dead for disrespecting their nation. So that story kind of jumps out at me this afternoon. They never give up. They never stop with the bullshit. It's just... it wears you down. They have all this energy, all this time for silly political games while they're screwing the country royally with giant tax and spend on what God knows. There are occasional moments to celebrate. Project Veritas got AOC. See, AOC's a racist. AOC's a simpleton. And she's one of those Democrats, socialist, communist Democrats, that thinks that all black people are pathetic. And they need the wisdom of this genius former bartender and business school graduate to navigate the world. So when she sees a black person, like the gentleman in this clip, she immediately assumes he's another one of, you know, those dependable dependents. Except this guy isn't one of those dependable dependents. He's from Project Veritas. So she can't wait to pose for a picture with her token friend until she realizes that he's there to expose her. And then her handlers come in like the thugs that they are and make him go away. It's a great moment.
Yes, of course.
And you're one hour just to let you know that I am a journalist with Project Veritas.
Oh, okay.
And I would actually like to ask you about some commentary.
Oh, here come the handlers. There's the lesbian coming in. Yeah, there's the black woman who's telling them, yeah, you can't do that to us. They're so obvious, yet what am I wasting my time for? You guys know that. And they're never going to change. Nothing's going to change them. And they're busy, hyping this variant so they can lock us down again and take away our freedoms and have another paper election. They can steal.
I saw Dr. Gallagher on Flashpoint last night, but he talked about the Delta variant, and he talked about COVID, and he talked about the drugs that are out there available to keep this thing at bay and defeat it, but people don't even know that it's there. And he talked about the vaccinations, that people who have already had COVID should not get vaccinated. It's detrimental.
Yeah, the Cleveland Clinic said the same thing.
Yeah.
If you had it, you don't need the vaccination. That's the science.
Yeah.
But the people that tell us, you got to follow the science. Start wearing masks again and start And I think what they're finding out is that most of the people in this country are just saying,
screw off.
Get lost. Not going down this rabbit hole again. But they never stop, do they? They just never stop. Meanwhile, the genius that got 81 million votes because he's so forking popular. Joe Biden, there's a picture of him. He is handed a note from one of his aides. Here's what it says on the note. Sir, there is something on your chin. So I just posted that. Maybe we can have some fun with that this afternoon. What do you think is on the president's chin? A gift from Hunter of some type? My guess is tapioca. Probably just a glob, you know, glob that fell off his plastic, his spork at lunchtime. And let's see. Well, not a whole lot of reaction. I suppose this is one of those stories that the here's information. Show more information about this link. Let's see what Facebook, let's see what the communists want to tell me about the New York Post. The New York Post is a conservative daily tabloid in New York City, United States. The Post also operates NewYorkPost.com, the celebrity gossip site Page6.com, and the entertainment site Decider.com. Continue reading. From Wikipedia, we found out how reliable they are this week, right?
Yeah.
One of the founders of Wikipedia said it's been totally hijacked by the left. And there's so many of them. And they're so committed and so dedicated, yet they are, they have no idea what an awful life they're planning for us and I guess themselves. Meanwhile, things just keep getting more expensive and honestly, let's just play Eric Clapton songs for the rest of the afternoon. I hope they're finally waking up. I hope these 60s rockers who brought a dawn to the early light back in the day with their meaningful lyrics, now that they're in their 70s, I hope they're waking up. You think it's possible? Our number's 272-9228. David Letterman, who looks like a maniacal a-hole with his beard, is coming back to TBS with a half-hour series on his stupid pet tricks. Now, that was a big deal 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're bringing it back on Friday. See this pile here? This pile of papers? These are things that I've collected over the course of the week that we just never got around to on the show. On Fridays, we kind of clear it out. Can we get a few more people to like Rich Thomas's chili omelet on Facebook?
It looked great.
I mean, we thought we'd get 120, maybe 150. What's this that Nora says? Somebody posted a picture of a Waffle House Western omelet underneath my chili cheese omelet that I made for Rich this morning. And Nora to the defense. Now, Mr. Mundy, you aren't comparing a Waffle House omelet to a Greg Udall breakfast, are you? I would hope not, because it was good. When you look at those breakfasts, if you go to a place and have breakfast, I'm not going to name any names, but if you go to a place to have breakfast and your breakfast doesn't look like what I put on Facebook, you're getting ripped off. But so far, somebody with lots of money to invest has yet to reach out to me to start my studio restaurant so I can serve this stuff to the general public, make people happy. Well, things are better with Bader, and Eddie just walked in the studio.
Please. Hi, guys.
How many houses did you close today?
We had a slow week. We only got to close on, I think, one or two this week. But,
you know, I did my bike ride today, although I...
hope you went bagless.
I did not wear the bag today. Good. But I did notice there's yet another house on the market in Arrowhead.
In Arrowhead, yeah. We've just sold one in Arrowhead. Went under contract a couple days ago. We had a few hard things to kind of work out.
Mm-hmm.
Got it all worked out, so there'll be another military family coming in.
Do you want me to write these addresses down when I come across them, or you just find them in your...
No, we find them. That's how we found this one. We needed had a buyer that needed to move there.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I've got listings coming up. I've got some in Prattville coming up. two or three in Wetumpka. And that's, you know, we do more listing than anything. Right now in this market, I love working with buyers, but it is a true seller's market right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are paying high prices. Lumber prices come back down a little bit, but it's still...
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I heard that they had, but is it dramatic or just...
Nah. But anything is better than nothing. So.
My gas price was down this morning when I got gas at Sam's.
Yeah, I think mine was down
about... It was under $3.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, gee, so it's only $1 a gallon more than it was.
Right. That's frustrating. Hey,
when you're paying premium, baby, that's a lot.
I don't buy those fancy cars that require premium.
Well,
I drive my humble Jack Ingram Nissan Rogue.
Wasn't too fancy when I bought it.
Which, by
still
the way,
not.
Gets about 26 in the city.
That's good.
Over 30 on the highway. Yeah,
for an SUV, that's good, dude.
It's got good pickup, too. That's not a sissy engine under the hood of that thing, I'll tell you. Quick word here for our friends at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, the Choice Restorers, the folks that work with people who have got that break that we don't even want to think can happen to us or somebody we love. Spending time, whether it's short-term, long-term, in a wheelchair, if you've been considering the purchase of a wheelchair-accessible van or adding a wheelchair lift to a current van or truck, Gulf States Mobility can assist you with that. They also offer pre-owned and new wheelchair-accessible vans and conversions to eligible vans or trucks, those that can be converted. And they're the dealership for VMI wheelchair vans. They also have one of the largest and most efficient service departments in the Southeast with certified technicians servicing wheelchair-accessible vans, lifts, and most wheelchairs from customers here in Alabama and surrounding states. They truly do work with the entire Southeast. They also offer sales and installation for stair lifts and other home modifications to add safety and choice to those homes. Gulf States Mobility, a local veteran-owned company, helping many veterans and civilians since 1999. Their number is 514-6590. Call them to see how they can assist you with any questions you might have. It's all Request Friday, too. Something from the system you would like to hear. 272-9228. Greg, Rosie, and Eddie, so far.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Prepare for that request on our request Friday and happy hour 2729228. The Warbling Cat still number one on the charts.
Yeah.
With Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and me, and Sam is our first caller of the afternoon.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Sam?
Meow, 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 meow. Oh, come on. It's still cute. I like it every time I hear it. I'm sitting here eating some French fries, listening to radio, and I thought I called. Hey, I thought I'd call in. Joe Biden went down to Georgia looking for some votes to steal.
You know what? I like that. We'll play that coming out of the bottom of the hour break. Good for you.
Right on. Hey, you sound good, man.
Yeah, I see him. He looks good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, well, I caught you yesterday on the morning show with Channel 8, and I must admit, Greg Budell, you're quite dapper.
Thank you. I'm tucking in my shirts these days because I no longer look like a sausage casing. I'm losing some weight. All right, we'll have that ready for you at about 3:40. Thank you for the call, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. 272-9228. You know, the one story that jumped out at me today really pissed me off.
Yeah.
The Department of Justice says that the IRS now must turn over Trump's tax returns to the Democrats.
For what? Where is the justification?
There's none. This should scare the crap out of every decent American. This is an absolute war on our Constitution. This man, I mean, he must have done a hell of a job that they have nothing better to do but harass him while inflation is climbing, while the... Yeah, USSA, Department of Justice tells Treasury turn over Trump's taxes to the Democrats.
Yeah.
What could be biased about that? Entire fully vaxxed D.C. doctor's office tests positive for COVID-19. I think they're getting us ready for, at least they're going to try and get us ready for another.
Get ready.
I would be real careful with that if I were them.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to join the. You got something on your chin.
Yeah, I saw that.
The New York Post and Facebook has the balls to put a little eye by the New York Post because they're conservative. So you know, obviously, you don't want to be. I got one comment on it. So that means the algorithm on Facebook is keeping this story away from my news feed.
Well, did you see his? He was in the trucks. Factory this week and walks away saying, "Oh, I used to drive a truck."
Yeah, an 18-wheeler.
And then kind of find out he, back in the 70s, he rode 560 miles in one as a passenger.
As a passenger. So, okay.
Maybe they let him pretend he was driving. I don't know. Maybe they let him do the horn.
Poor Mike Lindell. He's trying so hard. Now he's pulling his ads from Fox, which is one of the few places that will run his ads.
That's what I was just thinking. Who else he got?
Well, they won't air his commercial about voter fraud.
I got you.
So Trump exposes how rhinos are trying to save Liz Cheney. They can't save that bitch. She's done.
But you see the money she's raising, Greg? She's raised a ton of money.
Probably from Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Pelosi breaks her own mask mandate. That's America. Mm-hmm. It's for thee, not for me. Don't ever forget it, friends. Here's an exercise in frustration. GOP rep pushes to oust Pelosi.
Good luck.
And I'm going to go downstairs and see if I can oust my shadow from behind my back. I think that would be probably just as productive.
Good luck, because it's kind of warm down here.
3:32. Well, it's days like this. Nobody wants their AC to go out, but the people that worry a little bit less than everybody else are people who are customers of Clark's. Not customers, customers of Clark's. There are no customers of Clark's. But Rick and Bobby, they know me a long time, and they know I know they understand, because it is brutal today.
It is.
And it's often on a day like this, as I remember before I partnered up with them, the first house I was renting here with Benjamin Hagler and Wild Bill, I didn't realize that an AC unit could have a thick coating of ice around one of the pipes on a 115-degree day. That I didn't understand.
Made no sense, did it?
No. So we had ice on the outside and heat and humidity on the inside, and we couldn't get a company to come out for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have a relationship with an AC company. When you're a Clark's Club member, and we gave away a membership this morning, we do that every week on the morning show, you have the guarantee of priority service should something go wrong. But they try to do everything possible to make sure your unit works through the summer by tuning it up in the spring. Then they'll come back in the fall and tune it again for the colder weather. And the first time you turn your heat on, and boy, can't we look forward to that day, your house doesn't smell like burnt belly button lint. They have great technicians, the most amazing plumbers. They've got that part of your home's infrastructure covered. 24/7, 365 for the members. It's the best $159 investment you can make. Call 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. And by the way, if you or somebody you know is an experienced HVAC tech, Clark's is looking to add to the team. Again, call them or stop by the office and fill out an application. They're looking for skilled people with a great attitude. You'll fit right in. Company that offers an incredible benefit program, salary, pension, all of it at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Our first traffic of the afternoon.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident on the East Boulevard at Monticello. It's going to be on the northbound side, still blocking the right-hand lane. You're able to get around it without any problems. Otherwise, around the city, just very busy. A lot of tourist traffic on 65. Watch out for them. Summertime is in full swing at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The teenager accused of killing a Selma police officer made his initial court appearance in Dallas County. 18-year-old Javonte Stubbs was wearing a bulletproof vest and under heavy police guard. A judge scheduled a preliminary hearing for September 17th. Stubbs is charged with capital murder in the killing of Marquise Moore and attempted murder in the wounding of Shakiria Barley. The remains of three people were found Thursday inside a burned-out vehicle in Chilton County. The sheriff's office says authorities are working to identify the skeletal remains, and there is no immediate indication of cause of death. A health leader says COVID-19 is raging through Alabama as thousands refuse vaccinations that nearly always prevent the serious illness. A doctor at UAB says the surge is happening as a highly contagious strain races through communities where many have quit taking basic safety precautions. Nearly all of the more than 1,250 people hospitalized statewide with the illness are unvaccinated. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This intense heat wave continues. Hottest week of the summer so far, and even the nights are very steamy. Overnight low tonight down to around 80. Tomorrow, Saturday, another tough day with a high temperature in the upper 90s and triple-digit heat indices into the danger range. At least tomorrow, there will be a few pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours. Not many, but a few. By Sunday and Monday, the rain chances will get better, and the temperatures will edge down just a little bit. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
All Request Friday.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead
he
by
said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what. Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw. Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against a country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bets, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or social. Let's take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist. Unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True and international stuff is a pressure for people that bad and kept there.
Sleepy Joe.
I'm not gonna be new. I got something to do. I gotta go do
them. Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Showing it in that stuff is a pressure.
Come with me, Joe.
Tell them. Hey, I got to go.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump's ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe.
By a lot.
Coincidence? No, hell no. Head. Oh wait, it looks like he fell asleep. As Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
The devil, i.e. Democrats, went down to Georgia. Smart people go to Georgia Floors Direct. Do you like that segue?
Oh, I love that.
Great.
Yeah, by the way, open for the rest of the afternoon and tomorrow. Mr. Bader here can speak to the value of nice-looking flooring when you go to sell your house. It's an investment that does pay off down
the
road.
Yes, it does.
You sold, and I was praising you the other day.
What'd I do?
It's the wisdom... wisdom that made a difference. When I said, Eddie, get me out of this place so I don't have to deal with this mortgage anymore. And he said, rub, 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 rub. Let me manage
That's
this.
Wisdom right there.
The market's coming back. He says, give it a year or two. We'll get you out of there and you'll make some money. So I listened to Mr. Bader and I did. But one reason why the house was appealing was it had that nice hardwood
floor. Yeah, it did.
Floor that we
all the way through it, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And, that when people go to look to buy, when they see something like that, that's a value added you can't really quantify. And that was done at a Georgia Floors Direct wholesale price. All their flooring is that way. I watch them install it because I love watching people who have a skill I don't. And Jeff Mounds and his team always do a phenomenal job. So when you're ready for new flooring, whether it's single room or the whole house, see Jeff and his merry band of flooriers on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969, and also an interesting Facebook page. So I am a disenfranchised baseball fan.
Don't blame you, bud.
Yeah. Oh, here's good news. Seth Spotlow's on the way.
Good.
All right.
That's early.
Mm-hmm. It is. Hope he didn't get fired again.
I just got a text from Rich. News alert. Rising COVID-19 cases forces Montgomery County to cancel jury trials in August.
Here we go again.
Don't do it, Mr. Mayor. Governor Ivey, don't do it. We are being played again.
Yep.
And we cooperated once, and we turned our lives inside out. And I don't want to wear a mask into a store anymore. I just don't.
It's finally nice to walk to the door knowing I hadn't forgotten my mask. I turn around and go get it.
I am vaccinated. I was told that's how I get to go without a mask. And
well, and it's 115 degrees. I'll pass out before I get from the car to the door.
I can't breathe. Right. In this kind of heat and humidity.
Right.
Don't do it. I don't know why they're doing this.
Fear.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing the Democrats do well is
fear. They sell it, buddy.
And it was announced on the Alabama News Network today that Oklahoma and Texas will become part of the SEC in 2025. Who's next? UCLA, maybe, or USC, one of those schools?
They want to play, man. These guys are tired of these crazy rules. They want to come play.
Why do they wait so long?
Well, that I don't know. But
schedules and commitments.
There you go.
College football schedules and games are scheduled years out. It's like there may be a certain rivalry where these two schools have agreed, so they're contracted to do that.
It's so funny because you hear these schools go, oh, because we want Bama. And then when they get Bama,
they don't want Bama anymore.
And I'm not a Bama fan, but I know better than to ask for a butt whooping.
Here's a thought from a listener. Delta variant are the Delta 5G towers. That's where the name came from. It's not real. People are getting sick from the graphene in the vaccine. The radiation off the 5G towers makes it spread. And since we have now gone from 10 to 28% vaccinated to 38, this is a spiritual warfare and people do need to wake up. Yes. There is so much more to everything. And why would you dismiss that after all we've been told?
You can't anymore.
How many lies do we have to live through, especially with this collection of a-holes that we've got in D.C. right now? Where is she?
That's what I was asking Joey this morning. We hadn't heard from her, so that makes me nervous.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they're doing. I think part of it, the Democrats don't do one forking thing unless they poll test it.
Right.
You know, in radio, one reason why all your favorite music radio stations started to sound the same years ago is because of a process called music testing.
Oh, I hated that, Greg.
It's something I just did not completely believe in. I thought it had value. But stations would gather hundreds of people into a Holiday Inn conference room, and they would play them 800 hooks
of popular songs
over a certain period of time. So if they were shooting for an average listener age 42, they would go back to age 16, 26 years previous up through the current, find 800 songs that were big hits, and play them enough of the song to where they could respond one of three ways. Don't know it, love it, hate it, or tired of it. And it takes hours to do this. I think people make like $75 or $100 for these. They're called auditorium tests. The numbers are crunched. The radio station gets the list back, ranked 1 through 800. And then, like the station I work for in Miami, now they did very extensive and regular testing. And they would draw a line at 400. And anything under 400, didn't matter who it was or what it was. If it was below 400, they dumped it. And they played the 400 that beat the curve.
Well, when you have those markets and a lot of stations in those markets, about every third song was the same. It just, there was no variety in the radio at all.
This is why. So the Democrats use a similar process to make any decision. If it's not playing well, then they'll back away from it. I believe right now that Kamala Harris is more disliked than Joe Biden is.
I kind of think you're right, Greg.
So what do? They keep her out of trouble by hiding her, basically. But did you really need to do a test to figure that out? Was it so important to you to have that diversity? The African-American woman who has no connection to Africa whatsoever.
Nope.
Another joke. So you could, you know, run your diversity flag up. And now I mean, there's a reason why she never even made the primaries, because she's very unlikable.
Right.
And not particularly competent, but you ran her anyway, and now you got a guy with tapioca on his chin that makes claims that are from left field, and you're kind of stuck here. And the only person that's more unlikable than either one of them is Nancy Pelosi, and she's next in line. So what do you do?
Exactly.
Wow. Here's a picture of Lucy holding the football for Charlie Brown, saying, just get the shots and we'll go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts fans will understand the meaning of that.
I still don't see how we're calling it a vaccine if you can still get the coronavirus after you get the so-called vaccine. I thought a vaccine kept you from getting the virus.
This is why I got it.
Right.
Plus, I was in that vulnerable group of people over a certain age, you know.
Well, I feel more comfortable because you got it now, but Joey's thinking about getting it. I think he is getting it today.
Yeah, I believe he did. I don't agree. Well, I guess if the DOJ can tell the IRS to give the Democratic Party Donald Trump's tax returns, that everybody, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent, should find that very alarming.
Of course.
Very alarming. Look, I've heard Sean Hannity speak to this because he makes a ton of money, and he is in a perpetual state of audit. He has one accounting firm that he calls the A-Team that does his taxes and hires a second firm to double-check what the first one does. So they can't...
Just to keep out of trouble.
They can't have a reason to call him in or send him to jail over a bogus charge. They can't make stick. Do you think Donald Trump hasn't done the same thing? What they're looking for is a number in there that they can run up to see what Donald Trump, all this money he has or whatever, how much money he made from this deal or that deal, because that's their class warfare. You know, that's how they do it.
They just want to shame him.
They're sickening people. They really are. 272-9228, All Request Friday means if there's something from our vast file of fun things that we played over the years, you're welcome to call and request it. We had one for...
Wookie. One Eye Love.
One Eye, One Eye, One Eye, One Eye.
Haywood Banks, same guy that gave us Toast and Wiper Blades and so many others. Okay, One Eye Love. We will have that one coming up right around the top of the hour.
Hey, somebody asked you a good question the other day, and if we got time today, I would like to bring it back up. During your earlier days as a DJ, the payola deal and things that people would try to get you to do to play their music. Mm-hmm. I always find that incredibly interesting. Because I always assumed, like, to get to Greg, he's the DJ, well, you had to go through, like in this place, it'd be Rick and everybody else.
Right.
Back then, how did it work? Could they come just straight to the DJ and say, hey?
Well, going all the way back to the days of Dick Clark, mm-hmm. and Dick Clark survived it. Alan Freed did not.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They were given money to play certain songs or to play them more frequently or to tout them, to throw their DJ credibility behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But payola has found other ways to survive. And in my case, how I experienced it, that was in the late 70s when I was the assistant program director at an ethnic station in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you how that worked. Statute of limitations run on that? Somebody checking that real quick. Has it?
No.
Well, I'll hint around.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
This is not headline news. Mark Hamill's voice appeared in every Star Wars movie since 2015, but fans never noticed over the blast of their asthma inhalers. Coldplay's new song is called Coloratura. If you haven't heard it yet, trust me, you have. MTV is bringing back Cribs. In the first episode, Snoop Dogg takes us on a tour of his estate, and then Scott Baio lets us take a look inside his Jetta. Tennessee Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill says if players don't get vaccinated, the NFL will make their lives hell. They'll be traded to the Jets. And a massive 8.2 earthquake hit Alaska. It shook so much, the rock of obscurity fell off of Sarah Palin. This is not headline news.
Why do you think it is Sarah Palin has been so low profile?
I just never was that big of a fan of her, so I think reality finally caught up with her and her family.
You know, one of the great wisdoms I learned from Dan Morris, he was so good at predicting things that when the, first of all, had the media not made it their mission to destroy her and destroy her quickly, she could have carried old Johnny into the White House.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so instead of blowing smoke up Obama's ass, they had to turn their attention and destroy her so they could get Mr. Wonderful into the White House. Mm-hmm. And that never stopped. They didn't want her to come back. It's just like Trump, you know, they spent every waking minute, you know, demonizing him, whatever they could do. Because they know this is a country that doesn't vote with its brain, it votes with its emotions. I don't like him. Orange man, bad.
Yeah.
Like AOC is likable, like Kamala Harris is what you think of as a likable politician.
Not at all.
Cackling ho. The bratwurst bun, that's still my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So, but I remember Dan saying in 2010 that she is going to tour on behalf of conservative Republican congressional candidates and help get them, and she did. She did a phenomenal job. She made a, still played a major role in that election. But she's kind of, yeah, the family stuff too.
Family stuff kind of caught up with her.
I think she and Todd went through a divorce.
Yeah, they got divorced. Did, yeah. Yeah.
Her daughter had some problems.
For no other reason than think about, he's just kind of like a regular guy, blue-collar guy. What it had to be like for him getting harassed and dealing with that 24/7